Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Amber Talbot, director of Pausanmore Animal Shelter, speaking about pet therapy services they offer in the area, as well as what to take into consideration if you're thinking about adopting a new animal for your family. This is part two of a two-part interview.
And how does a pet become therapy trained or certified or ready to go out and meet with folks?
There are a lot of ranges as far as a true therapy dog does have to undergo pretty extensive screening through licensed trainers. There is kind of the first step for any pet therapy dog would be to go through canine good citizenship training. And that allows you, I believe, to take your pets into, you know, businesses or doctor's offices. Now, you know, the pets that we're visiting with, they're not certified pet therapy animals, but they're allowed to come in still to the facilities that allow that. But canine good citizenship is a fairly easy certification. That's the first stage. If you have a pet that you're really wanting to get licensed to go in and be a true therapy dog.
So if somebody's interested in adopting an animal from Pausanmore, chances are that it's been socialized.
Yes, yep. And if it's not a dog that's been able to visit one of the care facilities, we have a great volunteer program where, you know, the dogs are really getting exercised and interacted with by a wide range of volunteers on a daily basis as well, which is very nice.
Great. And another thing that we often talk about, especially in the springtime, are spay and neutering your pets, because you see a lot of kittens and puppies around. Do you want to highlight any of that?
Well, we just want to definitely remind everyone and let them know that every month we still have our public spay day that we provide, which means anybody in the community can bring their pet into the shelter one day a month. And this month is actually Monday the 25th, which is coming up soon. We will have that posted on our Facebook page and website typically, or just call the shelter. It's through the Iowa Humane Alliance Regional Spay Neuter Clinic. They visit our shelter once a month and will come and pick up all the surgery animals. They do spend the night at the clinic, and then they come back the next day. It's only $35 to get a barn cat or an outdoor kitty spayed or neutered, and that includes a rabies vaccination. If it's your indoor house cat pet, the surgery is $40, and that does not include your rabies vaccination. That is an additional $10 fee. And for a dog spay, it's only $80, and a dog neuter is only $65. So if you are in need of any low-cost services, please call the shelter. It's so important. We take hundreds and hundreds of kittens every spring and fall, so it's an overwhelming population to intake and care for, and you know, we just have to continue to provide resources so people can help spay and neuter, not have unwanted litters of puppies and kittens.
And with those barn cats or those outdoor cats that often live in an area, how important is it to get them vaccinated and then have them again outside in the same area?
You know, if you are caring for a colony of cats or see a large population of cats and your intent is to continue to provide care for them, you know, it's extremely critical to have them sterilized along with that vaccination, because rabies is just as easily carried through felines as it is canines. And it's a huge public health concern, and it's very critical to at least get that vaccination to provide safety for everyone exposed to the cats in the area as well.
And if people are interested in adopting an animal, I know spring is often a time when people have, you know, the ability to be outside more, and maybe it's a good time to get a pet and add it to your family, or you're going to have more time as summer vacation approaches for those in school. What are some of the things people should keep in mind?
Making sure that you have enough time for a new pet in your family is probably your biggest thing to consider. I know everybody's got little ones that they want to get a dog, and, you know, weighing the time that you've got, you know, do you have a lot of sports activities, you after school programs or summer vacations, like you mentioned. A lot of people just don't have the time commitment. And, you know, if you're not able to socialize and exercise, you know, your new companion, maybe it's not the right time for you. And, you know, and a lot of behavioral issues can develop from not having adequate time and exercise. So, you know, we definitely don't want to think about placing a puppy in an environment where it's not going to have that exercise or time for training, or maybe the kids are at a point where they're doing their own thing and they're not that excited about helping train the new dog. So making sure that everybody in the family is ready and really wanting the commitment, I think is the most important first step to really think about with your home dynamic.
That's been today's Washington Page with Amber Talbot, Director of Posenmore Animal Shelter in Washington. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.